shine, little Uber, glimmer, glimmer.
Good evening. Welcome to As the Worm Turns. This is KVNF's gardening show. My name is Jill Spears, and I am here with Lance Swaggart, Guru Gardener, and guess who's back? It's Lulu.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. The crew is here and excited about gardening, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. We want to thank Paeonia Farm and Home for their sponsorship of As the Worm Turns, and we want to invite our listeners to call 527-4868 or 1-866-KVNF now with your gardening questions and or tidbits.
Yeah.
You know, whatever you got, huh?
Right on. What? Just call and don't wait.
Yeah, don't wait.
Uh-huh.
We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. The season is upon us.
Yeah, we got an agenda.
Yeah, we got an agenda, and we got a guy here with really dirty hands.
I know. And all of his notes are on the back of an envelope.
I know. That's sort of his deal. He's a recycler of mail, huh?
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So lots going on in the garden, and we just want to encourage people to garden. Hey?
Yeah.
Right, Lance?
Yeah.
Even a little garden, just get in there. It's so good for you.
It's so good for you. It's meditative. And, you know, with everything that's going on right now with the weather, good to have a little bit of your own food out there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
it's
then
the
there's
best.
That. Yeah, right?
Right. You're not going to get it from California, so let's get it from the North Fork and the Western Slope, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Right on. So, Lance, let's start with you and what you've got going as far as planting.
Planting. Okay. On Easter Sunday was a root day.
Okay.
So I planted my early potatoes. I planted the first bed of carrots. That's all a variety called rumba. The tops might get about 6 inches tall, but it develops roots or carrots really fast.
Oh, rumba.
Rumba. Not yet. Nice. It's a type of carrot you don't leave in the ground. You harvest those because they get too big, they get a crack right down the side.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And we all know that your carrots are awfully beautiful. We don't want cracks
no,
in our
we
carrots.
No, they're still edible with that crack.
Sure, sure.
Potato onions. I planted potato onions, which is a type of shallot.
Yummy.
Yesterday, there was a flower time period on the calendar, so I planted sweet peas for flowers.
Yeah. Now, is that something you have to plant every year? I seem to have those coming up in my yard.
Well, there's the perennial variety
here.
And I actually personally would never let that thing come up in my yard.
Oh, really?
Oh, there's a lot of people that have a bad attitude about those, and I love them.
In the right place.
You got a bad attitude, Lance?
In the right place, they're beautiful. They're not beautiful in my garden.
Okay, yeah. They're particular.
Their seeds shatter. They spread quite rapidly. They're very hard to but like I said, if they're beautiful, pink, white, and there's a shade in between, and they come up every year.
Right.
And so, they're drought tolerant. They're amazing. I like them. So I am going to put them out in my Rio Grande garden where I put all the most invasive species
to
man.
Your Rio Grande strip.
Yep. Uh-huh. Yeah, and that's where they're going.
Okay.
So there's a perennial form of that, and then one.
I planted the old-fashioned sweet pea.
Old-fashioned sweet pea flowers.
I got it from Seed Savers Exchange, and it's strictly for its smells. They're sweet.
Ooh, yeah.
And they actually smell best in the heat of the day.
Yes, but they're not edible.
No, they're not
edible.
That's
right. And aren't they a little toxic?
The seeds are toxic.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and then I will be planting regular peas, snow peas, and snap peas on Friday.
Okay, so all of that is ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Are you worried about maybe a couple freezes coming our way?
Well, there's not much I can do about it.
Right.
So the blankets are ready.
That's right. You've got your blankies out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't worry about it at all.
I just let it go.
Yeah.
But it is what it is, right? But I think I will try and throw something over my peach tree because it's a dwarf peach tree. It's small.
Yeah. And they're so beautiful right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then string some Christmas lights around it to just generate a warmth. No, it works.
There you
it
go.
Makes
that sounds
warm.
Fun.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think that's what's great about growing a garden. It's really what makes you happy.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
Do what you want to do kind of thing. Yeah. All right. So planting a bunch of stuff and, you know, the daffodils are out. The tulips are coming up. Do you have your kelp spray ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I did it twice the last time it froze.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And do you do that before the freeze comes on then?
I did it before, and I did it after.
Okay, a little of both.
I did a little of both. Yeah.
And this is the kelp spray that helps the plant endure the stress.
Yeah, it's just
an
extra vitamin shot.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Oh, we all need a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's for sure.
527-486-8166, KVNF now. Call our garden gurus here, and, you know, we could play Stump the Chumps.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. I love that one anyway. It's a good idea. You can call. You don't even have to give money. You can just call.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
But if you want to give money, we'll take it.
We will take your money. We appreciate your support. And it's local programming, and we love
right.
that. We were talking a little bit about freeze, but Lulu just got back from the Roaring Fork Valley. And what's it like over there, Lulu?
Well, it's pretty amazing. The skiing, believe it or not, is still really good. Up high, you get this beautiful corn snow. You got to wait for the opportune moment and kind of chase the snow around. But it's incredibly green over there.
Incredibly green, right.
Incredible. I mean, it's just beautiful right now.
Feels incredibly green here in the North Fork. And it was down in Montrose. And I know Max, our friend in Montrose, called last week. And it's a lot different down there.
Yeah.
The lawns aren't green. The trees just coming out a little bit browner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, our trees are really coming on. I was amazed. Over there, the trees are not.
Not yet in the Roaring
Mm-mm.
Fork.
Mm-hmm. No, they're not coming in yet.
Yeah, so a little bit different everywhere. And we'd love to hear from somebody maybe outside the North Fork that can tell us what's going on in their area. And you're doing some preparation work.
I am, I'm constantly making beds.
Constantly.
Yeah, I switched my two gardens spots back and forth. 1 year it's row crops, and the next year it's beds. And I actually take those beds completely apart. And so this year what I did is, I measured the beds out, the spacing that I'm going to do, and then I marked the paths off, and I've actually taken that broad fork, and so I'm getting down about 11 inches down mm-hmm. at that point, and then I take the soil from the pathways and mm-hmm. throw that into the beds.
Oh, there you go. So you're just sort of moving it from one place to another.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, and I'm not doing this all at once. This is once in a while.
Well, when you rotate.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I don't do all nine beds in one day.
Right.
Oh, yeah. My God,
I certainly
no.
hope not. Not only would your hands be dirty, you'd have a sore back.
No, it's actually not the back. But anyway, so then when it's ready to plant, I'll bring compost in until when it's when I'm just before I'm planting.
Okay. And the importance is of that rotating again. We talked about this last year, is you want to change those beds up.
Yeah, you want to change things up. You want to, what do I want to say? It's some bug rotation stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is the pathways. And when I have the regular beds, they're there the whole summer. I get a lot of dandelions in there.
Oh, sure.
But by mm-hmm. hand turning them, I don't have dandelions next year.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that hand turning deals with that. And again, it's bug and disease and just moving things
yeah,
around.
Yeah, funguses and just everything.
And then another thing is my well water. I'm watering out of a well, and it's mm-hmm. a little alkaline.
Right.
When you sprinkle, the salts build up.
Okay.
When you row irrigate, you can flush things out. So I'm doing both of those. With the row crops, I'm actually row irrigating, so I get a little bit of flushing.
Okay.
On those salts.
Right. So diversity in pretty much everything you do,
yeah.
changing it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about composting. Lulu, you've cleaned out your chicken's compost house.
Yeah.
What do you got going there?
I turned the soil in the chicken yard.
Uh-huh.
And there was all the old hay that I just cleaned out of their chicken house. So I cleaned the chicken house, and I threw all the old hay and all the old chicken manure out in the yard, and I let it sit. It's been sitting for about, I don't know, a month.
Uh-huh.
And so it really started to decompose. And then I go in there and turn the chicken yard at this time. And the girls, man, they work it over. It's great. They just start making compost. It's amazing.
They're having fun.
They are. Yeah. And there were tons of worms when I turned it
Ooh,
this year.
I like hearing that.
Yeah.
Tons.
Mm-hmm.
I was blown away. And, of course, the girls were all over them. I tried to save a few, you know.
party.
There was moving, so they took for it.
Oh, my God. They went after those worms. They loved it.
Right.
And then 3 days later, there were a dozen eggs, so not so bad.
Yeah.
Not so bad.
I love how that works.
Yeah, I do too. It's great.
And Lance, you've had compost sitting there all winter.
I had finished compost sitting all winter.
Mm-hmm. Finished compost.
Yeah, finished compost. And that's really, really nice stuff now. And
it's that's the fine compost.
That's what I use to top my beds when I plant them, like the carrot beds, or when I plant the spinach and lettuce. And that does the quarter inch at most. And that's what I use. And that way, when I'm hand watering, the seedlings can come up through that.
Yeah, it's really great.
Yeah. Yes. Fine texture.
Germinating texture, yeah.
Right.
It's just great. It keeps the seeds from falling in any too deep, and it's really fabulous.
Perfect.
It's a great way to go.
Yeah. And then you use that compost to inoculate your
new piles
the season.
And in the springtime, I make four piles. I have four piles going all the time.
Oh, wow.
And these are large. Mm-hmm. You know, they're about the size of a full-size pickup truck.
Now, I know you don't eat that much food, so it's not scraps from your kitchen. What goes into your compost pile?
That's almost impossible to make compost from just your kitchen scraps.
Yeah, no, there's not enough there. Mm-hmm. But all of my weeds.
All your weeds.
All the plant residue.
Cleaning out your beds, right?
Yeah, everything. I have no qualms about throwing, whether it's bindweed, quackgrass, bluegrass.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
I've thrown... I don't have thistle, but I have thrown thistle in. Mm-hmm. And one time I opened up a bale of hay, the whole middle was nothing but thistle. I put that on the bottom of the compost pile. Mm-hmm. And I've never had it come up. Let's see, what else? I grow grain, so the straw goes in there. And during the fall, I will haul up to 8 to 10 truckloads of leaves.
Wow.
And then those leaves I use to mulch the potatoes, and then I take them off, and they go in next year's compost.
Okay.
So they're actually used twice.
Nice. I like that.
Mm-hmm. And then whatever else I have come across. And then I prefer horse or cow manure.
Mm-hmm.
I've used, but right now it's really easy to get horse.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm using.
You want to make sure that you don't use horse manure that comes after the horses have been wormed.
Oh.
Okay. Uh-huh. I will ask next time when I go to those places. Because that's a...
What's the deal there, Lulu?
Well, the worming medicine is has chemicals in it that will stunt your garden.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah, good to know.
I had not even thought about that. Somebody offered me some steer manure. And I could get it loaded and the whole thing, but I wasn't sure if it had. Lots of times people use steroids.
Yeah.
Right.
I hadn't asked the person yet.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, even if you're, you know, not 100% thrilled about doing it organically, you still have to pay attention to at least that because it will totally stunt your garden.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Know where your manure is coming from.
Yeah, right. So at the ranch, there's it's called the outgang, and I don't know, there's anywhere from 30 to 40 horses, and they all got wormed at once last year and then were left out on their pasture, and their pasture was stunted.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh. Boy, that's a telltale sign, huh?
Yeah, right. So so this year, when they were wormed, they got moved off the fields.
Wow.
You know, until for a couple of days, and then they were allowed to go back in.
Uh-huh.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, so it's for real, you know, so be careful. Yeah. Be careful of that.
Yeah, the other thing that I started working last fall for a couple, and they use horse manure on their gardens, and they thought something was horrible happening. And as I took a closer look in the fall, and then I've been up there a couple times this spring, well, that horse manure is mixed with a lot of wood chips.
Oh, okay.
Big wood chips, not the small shavings that they'll put in. It was with the big stuff. And I says, oh, no, this is what, it's not the horse manure, it's that wood chips.
The wood chips.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that's another thing. If you got to look at if you're hauling manure or you have horses, if it has wood chips, make it in a pile and let it sit for another year.
And let it sit, yeah.
Sure.
Don't put it in the garden.
Right.
Because you'll stunt it, and that's just a nitrogen problem there.
Right, right. The wood chips actually, well, before they decompose, they suck nitrogen out
mm-hmm.
of the soil and out of the compost. So you really need to have them breaking down
yeah.
before you
so
start
you
to
can,
use it.
You could use that manure, but you're going to have to let it age. I bet yeah. you mm-hmm. about a year or so.
Oh, mm-hmm. at least I would, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the benefit of having different compost piles out there, different piles that you're nurturing and mm-hmm. adding to and cooking, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. You know, though, if you don't have room for a big compost pile, even just a little one, you know, just do what you can.
Right. Uh-huh. Do what you can.
Do
exactly.
what you can. You know, don't feel like you're not going to do it just because you don't have room. God, just yeah. if you have a 3x3x, if you have a yard square, you know, a
absolutely.
Yard
uh-huh.
of where you can just make a pile that big, it's fine.
Yeah. And another way I've seen done is you can actually dig a hole.
Yeah. Oh,
just dig a
go.
Hole
yeah.
and bury uh-huh. it.
And bury it, yeah.
Uh-huh. I like that idea,
yep.
actually.
And I know people, and I used to back in the day when I gardened in Aspen, I used to just put my garden waste right back into the dirt.
Yeah.
I would hoe it right back into the dirt.
Uh-huh.
And it was the kitchen waste I would hoe right back in and garden scraps and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked fine.
Sure. And that's, again, you know, encouraging people to grow a garden. Try what feels good to
yeah.
you. Take tips
yeah.
from people
yeah.
and just get it going. And I think one day you'll probably end up like Lance and Lulu with these
with
gardens.
God forbid. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, cuckoo people.
Mm-hmm. Cuckoo people.
Yeah.
Hey, Lance, you've got spring garlic coming up, and you just planted this garlic, what, 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And
I love it.
Spring. There's spring planted garlic. Most garlic is planted in the fall, but this is a spring planted, and it's in the silver skin group of garlic. If
oh.
you be more technical, if you're looking at catalogs and it says silver skins, well, those can be planted in the spring.
Okay.
And generally, they do better in the spring, and they don't get quite as big as the regular fall planted, but these will store until I've harvested the new garlic.
Okay.
So that's why I'm having this, and I don't grow much of it, but it's enough that I have garlic year-round.
Yeah, nice.
And that's
yeah.
Right?
You're good at that planning.
Yeah.
And you've
and
got
I've
some...
Got, I've got my, all my fall garlic is up. I had to weed it already and water it.
God. Wow. Can you believe that?
No.
Mm-hmm.
and I have this, it's called, as far as I know, Egyptian walking garlic,
mm-hmm.
because it has all of its garlic seeds on its head. And if you don't take the scapes off, they just fall over and make more garlic everywhere.
Oh, wow.
Perfect,
yeah,
right?
Uh-huh. Right. Perfect. It is. And it came with the house and there's just tons of it and it's fabulous right now.
Oh, nice. That sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we've got a caller on the line. Shaniquita has a question. Or hi, are you there, Shaniquita?
Hello.
Oh, hi. There she is. Okay. Hi. Good evening. What's going on?
Well, I got to start with a confession. I was missing in action last fall, and so I didn't plant my ground cover, you know. And I'm wondering if I could just let part of my garden be dormant this year and plant vetch.
Sure. Why
yeah.
not?
Yeah, you can do vetch. That's a long season, the whole season.
Oh, cool. Okay. So I could maybe just throw a little of last fall's leaf mulch down and scatter some seed and maybe throw yeah. a little compost over it. And
I'd rake the seed in first.
Rake the seed in first. Gotcha.
Yeah.
And then can I just mow it more than once and let it decompose?
You mean the...
The vetch?
The vetch, yeah.
You don't have
yeah,
to mow
you
it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You the only thing that vetch I've seen can become a weed in your vegetable garden, and reseed. So you might mow it at seeding time.
Okay.
But you don't have to.
Okay.
You're going to be tilling that in eventually anyways.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what it's like here, but I never had trouble with it going to seed in my garden.
Oh, yeah. I've had it go to
oh,
seed.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, see,
I get it from time to time because it comes through some of the hay and the manure
right,
that
right.
I have. So mm-hmm. I get some vetch coming.
Vetch? What's vetch? Can you help me out there?
It's a ground cover. It's in the pea family.
Okay.
It's,
yeah.
Great.
Very pretty flowers.
Pretty, mm-hmm. pretty
small
purple flowers lavender from purple. Lavender. Yep.
And rampant growth once it's established.
Real super okay. rapid.
So
yeah,
it will knock down those other annual weeds that try to come up.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Like that.
And it's a nitrogen fixer. You also might check to see if there's a type of bacteria, because all those bacteria on the peas, the legumes, are specific to that certain plants. So if you so desire, you can go to a garden center and see if there's inoculant for vetch. It might just be peas, which is pretty common to get the one for peas and beans.
Yeah.
Okay.
But interesting.
It's not necessary. It's just something that would be more beneficial.
Right.
Well, thanks, you guys, for your wisdom.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Yeah.
Adios.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, she mentioned something. I heard a word, mow.
Oh.
M-O-W.
Yes. That's the oh no. Yes.
Right.
Mowing
fell
season.
Over the crowd. Yeah.
Yeah, well, the hush is not going to last long because you're going to hear the mowers going.
Right.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Right.
Well, change the oil, the filter, and the blades gain sharper.
Yeah.
Right
yeah.
now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Gosh, I know.
I'm going to do
thick
mine
out
tomorrow.
There. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do mine tomorrow, and I'm going to water.
Because
that's the other thing, is it's dry out there.
Mm-hmm.
Really dry. And Lance, you were talking about dirt clods out there. What were you talking about?
Oh, the dirt clods.
Mm-hmm.
In the fall, I hand turn my garden. And generally, the freezing and thawing breaks those clods up to beautiful powdered soil. And it dried out so quickly that what I have is dried clods now.
Wow.
And they'll break down. There's so much organic matter, but it's not that nice freezing.
Yeah.
Right.
It's real nice and soft and fluffy. It's not that. It's
where
clots.
That freeze and thaw breaks it down kind of thing.
Yeah, but you
hard
have also have to have moisture with it.
Right.
But there was very little moisture.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you are, Lulu, you're going to start watering, and you've been watering.
I've been watering. Mm-hmm. I'm on my second round.
Second round of watering. Yeah. It seems dry as a bone out there here.
Yeah.
I know Max and Montrose last week talked about how moist
the soil was. The subsoil.
The subsoil.
Yeah, down below.
Down below.
It's okay, but everything up on, about 3 or 4 inches down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anything has shallow roots is dry.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I actually turned on a sprinkler system for somebody today.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about that myself.
I don't have any water yet. My irrigation water is
This one's some domestic, and then once the irrigation, we switch it back over to the irrigation.
Right. Yeah. And when does the ditch start running typically up here?
It's all different ones.
It all depends. Huh?
Yeah, it depends on their contracts and their deeds and stuff like that.
That snow is melting fast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Boy, is it ever.
Yeah, you look up
I wanted to mention something I don't have on my list is I'm growing garlic this year from seed.
Oh, okay.
And I'll get little bulbs, maybe the size of marbles or bigger.
Uh-huh.
And I'll take the biggest ones and I'll replant them in the fall.
Nice.
And I do this from time to time. And so let's try this. And it's a purple haze type.
Mm-hmm. And, yummy.
We'll see how it goes.
Sounds good and medicinal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We probably have time for one more call. 527-486-8 1-866-KVNF now. What's going on with critters out there?
Critters.
All kinds of critters.
Well, we got snakes and lizards. And
that's a good sign, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, very
mm-hmm.
good sign.
It's always a good sign.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mentioned last week that I had toads that I found in the...
Great
the,
sign.
In oh,
my,
man.
My storage pit, so I got those in the garden, and...
You know, there's nothing better than an evening outside listening to frogs chirp. Is that what you call it? Chirp?
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Chirp.
Oh, just
croak.
The most magical thing, I think. Yeah, croak.
Yeah.
Love that. It's just a great sign. I love when you're out in the backcountry somewhere and come across a pond where you can hear the frogs
I know.
Croaking.
It's pretty,
and you notice
really
as soon as they notice you, it's dead quiet.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to be sort of stealth.
Yes.
Right?
But there are grasshoppers, again, you've mentioned that, and we'll have to stay on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen baby ones that are about an eighth of an inch, and I've seen ones that are about a half inch or so.
Yeah, kind of anticipating, just thinking it's going to be dry. I'm going to go with the Nolo bait. And is it too early to put out the Nolo bait?
I think it's too early.
Oh, you do? And why too early? When do you want
There's not enough of them.
Right.
Okay, so you got to wait till they're ready to eat it, chomp on it, and digest
and they
it.
They got to come up out of the ground.
Right.
Yeah, it's still too early.
It's still a little too cold.
All right, well, just be ready then, I guess. Huh?
This is when I'm thankful for that flock of 50 turkeys that migrate through our neighborhood.
Oh,
yeah, there you go. Grasshopper lovers, huh? And you got the chickens.
Yep, I could turn the girls loose, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the other thing that I mentioned last week was the cutworms.
Cutworms,
so I'm starting to see cutworms. And you have your chickens. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Turn your
garden
or rake it a little bit. Turn the soil and those chickens.
Go cuckoo.
They'll find every last one of them.
What does a cutworm look like?
It's a caterpillar.
It's no hair.
It's naked.
Is it green?
Mine are usually white or gray.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're about an inch to an inch and a half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they have little black heads, and they curl up when you bug them.
Yeah.
And I found a lot of them in my garlic patch.
Oh, really?
When I was weeding my garlic patch.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. You got them before they ate the garlic then?
Yeah.
Because they will eat the young garlic.
Yeah, they're hungry little boogers.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to have to go check and see if there's more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have to go check anyway and weed again, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And I'm going to plant my potato onions
with the
garlic.
Yeah.
There's all the rows of garlic, and then there's another spot for the potato onions.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great.
Go out there and turn it.
Yeah. This is an old saying, when the ash trees bud, it's time to plant gladiolus.
Oh, I like that. And are the ash trees budding right now?
In different stages. Uh-huh. But yes, they're budding.
Yeah, they are, come to think of it. Mine's budding.
So plant your glads.
Yeah.
Nah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure it's about every 2 weeks. If you have a lot of gladiolas or you really like them, you plant them every 2 weeks into June, you'll have an extended bloom throughout the season.
Should you wait for a flower day on that, or does it matter?
It would help.
It helps. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I'm getting ready. I got to find my 4,000 miles of fly paper.
You better put that order in now, Lulu.
Because I know those little leaf hoppers are just in that grass waiting. Uh-huh. And then I heard they're repelled by geraniums and petunias.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to put a lot of geraniums and petunias everywhere.
Well, they're all pretty. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And then I thought I could take the leaves and the blooms and things and make a tea. You know, make like a geranium. Mm-hmm. And
there you go.
And make a tea. And you know, they're going down.
Yeah, take them out.
This is their year, man.
Right.
They are going down.
Hey, we were talking a little bit about lavender. You mentioned tea, and so it made me think of lavender and just all the properties that lavender has. And talking about pruning it, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, see, that's another one where a hush falls over the crowd.
Yes.
I used to prune lavender for a friend of mine who lives really high in old snowmass at about 8,000 feet. And I always had spring twice because of her garden was so late, and we waited until everything bloomed out so that we knew where the growth was.
Uh-huh.
And then I would trim out all the dead wood and, you know, anything that wasn't super vibrant, it's out of there. And those lavender bushes are still alive, and it's been, it's been like 20 years.
Ooh, that sounds fabulous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're beautiful.
And when does the lavender start to bloom? Is it doing it now?
Oh, no.
No.
No. Mm-hmm. Probably
My Dalmatian sage, a lot of it died back pretty severely.
Uh-huh, my culinary sage, it's prostrate instead of a nice bush.
right. I noticed that with the sage.
Yeah, some is and some isn't. So but, same thing, I just start whacking it like that.
I just cut the dead out and then you cut back to wherever you see the shoots.
Right.
Yeah. You know, but I know you need to, if you let those lavender plants get really huge, they get leggier and leggier, weaker, and then they eventually die. Where you've had some one of those at 8,000 feet, 30 years.
Yeah.
They're at least 30.
But I mean, that's what I mean. We would cut
prune
out.
Them.
Yeah, we would cut the dead wood out.
Yeah.
And any tops that weren't super vital or, you know, branches that weren't super vital, they were out of there
too.
Yeah, I like that philosophy because you can just tell, you know, let it bloom out a little bit and then you just cut the dead stuff out and there you go.
There must be somebody out there, though, that's growing lavender for commercial.
Yes. You know they are.
They can call up and give the lesson.
They can. Right. And they can also send an email, which is worm@kvnf.org, because I can't believe it. We're out of time. How fun is that? We will be back next Tuesday, and so glad to get the season started. Great to have you back,
too.
Lulu.
Thank you.
Great. Lance?
Just one comment. I've talked to both Pat Frazier and Sarah Pope about coming in and talking about the seed-saving class that they just finished.
Okay.
So hopefully
nice.
We'll be able to do that. Both of them come in next week.
Okay.
We'll see.
All
nice.
Right. All right. Well, thanks, folks, for listening to As the Worm Turns on KVNF, and see you next week.
See you next week.
Have a good evening. Bye.
Bye.
Master, which you can make both slow and faster. I don't know who you took a shine to, or who you're about to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so. Low, little low, and low.